It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 23rd, 2015. Today is believed by some to be the birthday of one of America's best-known characters from the Old West. There's a certain irony at work here because since his death in 1881, the truth of his origins and his exploits has been so intermingled with legend and romance that little about him is known for certain. His name, his date of birth, his birthplace, the number of people he killed, whether he was left or right-handed, and the exact circumstances of his death are all in dispute. In his own time, as in ours, he was best known as Billy the Kid, a thief, murderer, and gunfighter who was constantly on the run and who was said to have killed more than 20 men. By some accounts, Billy the Kid was born William Henry McCarty, Jr., on November 23, 1859, in New York City. But he also called himself Henry Antrim and William H. Bonney. Little is known about his early life, but it is believed that his father died or left the family when Billy was very young, and he was orphaned at 15 when his mother died of tuberculosis. Shortly after that, he and his brother became involved in petty theft. Much of the romantic legend that came to surround him in later years was created by the very man who killed him, a New Mexico sheriff named Pat Garrett. According to Garrett, Billy could be charming and polite one moment, then outraged and violent the next, and he was said to have killed 21 men during his days as an outlaw, one for each year of his life, although he likely killed far fewer than that number. On the run from the authorities, Billy moved to Arizona briefly before joining up with a gang of gunfighters called simply the Boys to fight in the Lincoln County War, where he became known as the Kid. As a hired gun working with John Tunstall, he stole horses and cattle until his arrest in 1880 for killing Sheriff William Brady. After being sentenced to death, he killed his two guards and escaped in 1881. He was then hunted down and shot by Sheriff Garrett on July 14, 1881, in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. Though a local newspaper said, "Sheriff Garrett is the hero of the hour," most people in the area saw the lawman as a villain for having killed a favorite son. Although Garrett had risked his life for his community, he lost popular support and his bid for re-election as sheriff of Lincoln County. Shortly after the shooting, Garrett wrote a biography of the young outlaw, the hugely sensationalized, authentic life of Billy the Kid, the noted desperado of the Southwest. The book was the first of many accounts that would turn the young outlaw into a legend of the American frontier. But it didn't sell all that well, as 8 other authors of Billy the Kid books had just beaten Garrett into print. Most of Garrett's other business and political ventures failed, and he was killed in a dispute over livestock in 1908. I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for November 23rd, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.